My first interview of the day is a good friend of ours and a longtime supporter of the Russ Belville Show. We got Dave Rhines from the MJBA. Hi, Dave.
Russ, thanks for having me, man. Great to see you here on the 25th anniversary of HempFest. Can you believe it's been a quarter of a century they've been doing this Pro Festival.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, especially compared to last year when we got the monsoon-like deluge that wiped us out.
That's right. On Friday last year, you and I were huddled in the green room waiting to go on to the main stage.
Yep.
And it was tsunami warnings, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I mean, it rains up here in the Pacific Northwest, but that was usually the rain in the Pacific Northwest is like that annoying drizzle all day. This was more like, you know, Mississippi rain. This was some rain,
right.
Rain.
This was not passive-aggressive precipitation, that's for sure.
So, folks, if you don't know, MJBA is the Marijuana Business Association, one of the longest and strongest operating public interest groups as far as the marijuana businesses go. Tell us what's new in MJBA.
Well, the MJBA really started right after the first couple of states legalized, Colorado and Washington. So we're coming up on a 4-year anniversary of that. And, you know, the world's changed. So since that time, we've added Oregon. I'm about to go up to Alaska for CannaCon Anchorage. And there are some 9 states this November that are looking at legalization. So the tipping point has been well surpassed. And really what we're seeing now is not the concept of can we have a legal cannabis industry, not the notion of can former subterranean entrepreneurs in cannabis work in league with government regulators and officials in a synergistic way. We're past that. Now we're talking about excellence. We're really drilling down into things like pesticides and contaminant regulations. I had a seminar last week. We had the Washington State Department of Agriculture stepping up and saying, yeah, cannabis is agriculture. And oh, by the way, we've already done the protocols for understanding pesticides and we can take the charge. They weren't doing that even as short as a year ago. Mm. So that's really changed.
Yeah, it's an amazing, the speed at which things are changing is amazing. And so if you're interested in getting into the cannabis industry or you're already in the cannabis industry, don't try to go it alone, because we got people like MJBA that can help you out, that can, you know, tell you where the pitfalls are. Tell them what else MJBA does for people in the industry.
Yeah, so, well, the first thing, you know, our 3 value propositions are for people in the industry. We're a member-driven group. One, you got to get reliable business information. So not only just about what's legal in your state, but the regulations, so the zoning, the packaging, the labeling, the testing protocols, they're changing all the time. And if you're not part of that solution, you're going to find a regulatory schema that may not be advantageous to your sustainability. So we're doing those in local markets in Washington and Oregon and Colorado and New York. And we're looking at these other states as they open up. But really what we've invested in a lot since you and I spoke has been the media stuff. What you're doing, so sharing that information through the internet, through mjnewsnetwork.com. We've got a new app out called MJ Headline News. It's free on iTunes. And it's, hey, if you're involved in the industry across the country, share your information, share your news. So we want to be a conduit for what's happening in local markets, not just running our own thing. So that's been really exciting.
Another part of MJBA that I always enjoy are the monthly meetups that you guys put on. And you've been doing it not just in the Seattle area, but in many other locations. Give people a rundown on that.
Yeah, so this week alone is a perfect example. So we started out on Tuesday in Seattle, and we had Northwest MJ Law, so leading cannabis legal authorities in the state of Washington, Ann Van Lynsdale, Aaron Pelly, and we had insurance brokers, we had CPAs, Danny Espinda, meeting with business entrepreneurs to answer those valuable, you know, questions about how to structure your business, from is it an LLC or a C Corp, how to circumnavigate things like 280E tax. So we're doing those kinds of meetings in Seattle, in Portland, in Denver, in New York City, in Spokane and Wenatchee, wherever they pop up, and then trying to take those stories and circulate those out as well. The other thing we've done are longer, what I call business intelligence. We're working with a company called Front Runner Data, and we just published a white paper by an Oregon economist, a herb-onomist, he calls himself, Bo Whitney. And that was looking at, again, the size of the regulatory framework in Washington vis-a-vis Oregon and Colorado and what's proposed in Nevada and Colorado and California. And Washington State at 37% excise tax and 9.5% sales tax is way off the charts.
Yeah.
And so from an industry sustainability standpoint, when California comes online, when Nevada comes online, when Oregon really gets going, when Alaska, which is going to open their retail stores next year, comes online, we'll have a lot of price sensitivity. And indeed, we've already seen that.
I love it. I like the idea of these states competing with each other on tax rates. And, you know, we see it in every other area of business, right? You know, one state will lower its corporate tax rate to lure in business. I think we're going to see the same thing with cannabis.
Well, and what's interesting is, so Washington state has not fully embraced that it wants to be, known for its wonderful weed. Right, so you see, California wants to be known for its wineries, and has built a whole culture and out of that film. Same way, Oregon, interestingly enough, is embracing that culture. And at the state fair last week, they actually had weed. They had a, like you might judge, you know, the best blueberry pie or the best cow.
Yeah.
They were just the best strain of
it's
weed.
Beautiful.
In a public forum. We're not doing that here in Washington, and so that's really progress, I think, too.
So if people want to get involved with MJBA, want to go to any of the meetups, find out when they're happening and where, give them the contact info.
Sure, yeah, thank you. Go to mjba.net, N-E-T. You can join there. Also, just search online for MJ Headline News or go to MJNewsNetwork.com. On Facebook, for example, we have 159,000 people following the MJ Headline News, and we encourage you, post your news. We circulate your stuff from Cannabis Radio, and it's important, you know, because we're all in our individual states. We're all overwhelmed with work, but if we can connect and share information and build community, we're stronger for it.
Absolutely agreed. David Rines from the MJBA. Check him out at mjba.net, and let's have ourselves a hell of a hemp fest.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Russ.
This weed ain't going to smoke itself.
Cheers, brother.